Okay, so this was actually where I was considering starting the Kiddush Sugya, but then I decided we should actually do Kiddush before we do Kiddush Makom Suda, which took us the last, like 3 weeks or something. These Sugyot are wonderful.
Really wow.
Great Sugyot. So we're going to do Kiddush Makom Suda. Today I didn't give you source sheets for two reasons. One is because I wanted you to remember the Gemara Rishon. The other, I've seen how the printer is doing with Rishmul David's Makara. I'm like, Lo Shaveh, you have it in your Gemara. Fine. To the top of Kuf Amidbet, the Gemara says, Otam, what we're going to do today is a careful read, okay? Careful read. Start laying things out. And then we'll decide how many of the Mefarshim we actually do. This is a favorite sugya of because A, the Lumdus is great, and B, the Halacha Lemaisa emerges from the Lumdus naturally. Right? It's not just an Halacha Lemaisa Sugya, but the Lumdus emerges from the Halacha emerges from the Lumdus very, very neatly. So, Otam b'nei Adam shekidei kitshuv b'beit HaKnesset. So we start with the case that Yonah wanted to talk about, and we'll do it as part of this Sugya. In Shul, they made Kiddush. Now, this is not your Kiddush after davening, which is what you thought I meant on Shabbos morning, where you're eating food. Your herring Kiddush or your what? What? But at first glance, it's davening. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yedayin Lo Yatsu Yedei Kiddush Yatsu." Rav says, without eating, they are still Yotze. Yayin, they're not Yotze Yayin, but they're Yotze Kiddush. Okay, good. So we're going to do brainstorming as we normally do at the beginning of the Sugya. So Josh tells me right off the bat is, aren't those the same thing? Well, are they the same thing, Josh?
No.
What? Morty says no. Great. Okay, well, why
I've got a
not?
great text to
So,
approve.
okay, so, first, so the first point is we have Rob's position that you can have Yayin, yes, sorry, Yayin, no, Kiddush, yes. Correct? Now, Josh says, what? Right? What are you talking about? What is this thing? Right? Aren't those the same thing? And Morty says, no, they're not. Well, why would you say one or the other? So again, let's start brainstorming. Today is brainstorming. Well, whatever Rishonim we get to, we get to.
Well, if you view the bracha for Yerachim as partial teruchos and mitzvah, so then they would be considered the same. If you're not yotzei one, you shouldn't be yotzei the other.
Well, let's put it. Try that again. So say that one more time.
If what, right? What is the problem now, Shmuel?
Well, let's get Shmuel out there first, right? And Shmuel Amar Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Shmuel says no.
Both Shmuel says, right? We'll do this formally, right? Which is, if Yayin, then Kiddush. And if not Yayin, then not Kiddush, right? Or what we talked about halachically, this is, right, Yesh Kiddush, Shalom B'Makom Suda, which we'll see in a minute, right? Mm-hmm. And Shmuel is going to hold Ein Kiddush Ella B'Makom Suda. Right, this is going to be, right, this is our machloket that we need to analyze in the Sukkah. Okay?
Wait.
So,
are you saying that Shmuel is saying that they're one thing then?
I didn't say anything yet.
Wow.
Well, okay,
why
okay,
are you
okay.
Suda,
what?
Why are you saying that like, by definition this? Because maybe Rob also holds his case about Suda, but some other reason that this is like different.
Okay, maybe, but this is where the Gemara is gonna get end up.
Fine, I'll put this in brackets for now. Right at this point, Rob says we can have a case where he goes to the Yom Kiddush. Shmuel says, in this case at least, you cannot. We'll see. That's gonna be a general, but fine. What would you say right off the bat? What is the machloket? So Josh says, why should they be connected? No. Why are they separate? Now, why are you saying that? What is right? So you side with Shmuel.
He says that they're one.
Af yidei kiddush lo yatsu.
You could say that back.
You have to at least side with Shmuel.
You're right. So theoretically, you could have said, you're right, I'm overstating. I mean, I know the end of the Gemara, so I know this is true. But you're right, at this stage of the Gemara, I could have said that he says, you're not, there are two separate things, and you happen not to be yotze either one. They're not contingent. You're right, you could have said that. Right? You could have said that. Right? But if I asked you just the simple question, can you have a case in which you're not yotze yayin, but you're yotze kiddush? So what questions do you need to ask at this, right now?
Well,
right, to understand this.
Right,
so first you need to say, good, and what would connect them?
The norm, I don't know.
Well, come on, we've been doing this the Kiddush circuit for a while.
The Brahma.
Very, very good, right? The agent just said, the question at first glance, you're going to say we have to review the question of, right, how central is Yayin, right? To Kiddush, because if there is something that's going to make you not yotze yayin, whatever that means, right, then you're not going to be yotze Kiddush if it's very central, where theoretically, if it's less central, so then it's not a problem. Right, now the problem is that it's more complicated than that. Why is it more complicated than that, Eitan? Because you have yayin. Correct, this is not a case where you don't have wine. It's a case where you have wine, and what the Gemara is saying is there is something that you could do where even though you're drinking wine, you're not yotze wine. Right? And then you've got to say, what does that mean? So what is this qualification for yayin? So Eitan assumed that it's everyone else. Simple John, the Gemara is yidei yayin lo yatsu. And then Eitan will say, but you drank the wine. Oh, what does that imply? That yayin itself has its own requirements, right? So you need, right? So the problem is, one, is how central is yayin to kiddush? But that's not what is going on here, because the kiddush is being said on yayin. The yayin is lacking something that yayin needs, but not the wine itself. The wine is there, right? So you have yayin, which means, why does yayin, put it simply, need more than yayin? Very good. Than yayin. And what is that thing? Right? That is our sugya. And we're going to have to figure out whatever we say, this is always the wild card. Right? Is whatever requirements we come out with, are they d'oraita? Are they d'rabbana? Right? And we're going to have to try to analyze. Right? It's rules, right? So right off the bat, we don't know. All we know, you're right. At this stage in the Gemara, all we know is that Rav said, you're yotze kiddush and not yayin. Shmuel says, you're not yotze. And we don't know at this stage in the Gemara whether that's because they're linked, right? You're right.
At this stage, is it because it's linked?
Meaning it's a common need. Meaning both of them need something that you are currently lacking. Yeah. Right? So at this stage of the Gemara, you're right. We don't know. Right? We don't know which it is. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine. Right? But the Gemara hasn't given us much hints yet, has it? No, it's not given us anything. Right? The Gemara has just said this. Right? So then the Gemara says, Elo lirav, lama le l'kedushe bevete. So the Gemara says, okay, then if you are already yotze kiddush, so this disproves Eitan's point, because Eitan said that even according to Shmuel, you think that you're yotze, right? But it's clear not, because the Gemara is saying Rav holds you're yotze, Shmuel holds you're not, because the question is why are you making it at home? Rav's answer is kidei lahotze banavu b'nei beito, to be yotze everyone else. Which means that Rav assumes that you were yotze and everyone else is not, wasn't there, so they're not yotze, right? Meaning the people who weren't there are not yotze. So then you'll have to ask, how could you say it again? And why could we motzi? And then we'll get into Arvut and we'll get to women's chiyuv and kids' chiyuv and all that stuff, but you're the more chayuv, so that's fine. But according to Shmuel, what's the implication? That why do you have to say kiddush again at home? Because we're in yotze, very good. Shmuel lamali the kedusha bevei kenishta. So the Gemara says, okay, well, if that's the case, then according to Shmuel, why should you even bother making kiddush at shul if you're not yotze. La'afuke orche midei chovatan. To fulfill the obligations of the guests, da'achu v'shatu, neganu v'nei nishta, because they sleep, they eat, drink, and sleep in shul. So now the Gemara provides an explanation, because until now the Gemara has not provided an explanation, but now the Gemara tells you, va'azda shmuel etaymei. Shmuel thinks the reason your kiddush is not good is the Amar Shmuel ain kiddush ella bimakom siuda. The kiddush must be in the place of the meal, and therefore suffer mina hani mimi. You know, actually, let's stop there for a second. Yeah, let's stop with this magic line. The Gemara says that according to Shmuel, the reason that you don't fulfill your obligation when you say Kiddush in Shul is because you need Kiddush Makom Seuda and you are not having a Seuda. Okay? So now let's try to understand Shmuel. How many words... Let's do this. Let's break this apart word by word. Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. You know what? I'm going to run through the Gemara a few lines and come back. Just to see that the Gemara says that the opposite is true for Rav. So the Gemara says, Sover mi nahana mi li mi bayit labayit. This is only if you're going from house to house. Ava makom makom chad beta lo. But in one house, this rule does not apply. Amar lehu. Rav Anan bar Tachlifa, Zimdin Sagi, and Avakim Nikame Shmuel. Many times I was in front of Shmuel, but Nachad me Igra La'ara, and he went from the roof to the ground. V'hadar me Kadesh, and he would make Kiddush again. V'raf Rav Huna, Savar and Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Huna also holds of this rule. Rav Huna Kadesh, V'it Akra Le Shraga, because Rav Huna made Kiddush and his candle blew out. V'ayli Le Lemone Le Ve'ginane, so he took all his stuff and went upstairs. The gana de Rabba Bray. He went to Rabba Bray's house, Dave Shraga, where there was light. Vikadish, and he made Kiddush again. Vita emidi alma kisavar and Kiddush el makom suda, which teaches you that he also holds that there's no Kiddush unless there is a meal. Da'amar abaykin avena be mar kevin mekadish amal antimu midi. As Abaye said, that when I would make Kiddush, he would tell me, eat something. Dilma adazel ziltul ushpiza, because otherwise, by the time the guests come, itzrakul ushraga, the candle god, v'lomakadosh l'chobubet achila, uvekidusha dehacha lo nafkitin dein kiddush makom suda. And then you won't be yotze with the Kiddush, because you need kiddush makom suda. And then the Gemara says, really, do we paskin that way? Va'amar Abaye kol mile demar da'ave avid kirav. Abaye would follow Rav in all things, Lavar Mehani Tlat, Avik Yishmuel, besides for three halachot, Matir and Mibeged Lebeged, that you can take the tzitzit off from one beged and put it on another, Umadlikim and Ner Lener, you can light Hanukkah candles from one to another, Valacha Kerub Shimon Begreira, and then Rav Shimon allows you to drag a bench on Shabbat, the Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Gorada, Mita, Akise, Visafsal, Bishabbat, you're allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench on Shabbat, even though it might drag, make a hole while you're dragging it, which would be choresh. Ubilvachelo ya litkavin la, so choresh, as long as you're not intending to make that ditch. So the Gemara says you're right. Kechumre derav aveyavid, kekulu derav lo aveyavid. There were only three cases. He would paskeling all of Rav's chumrot, but not necessarily all of his kulot. And in this case, Rav is mekil because he holds yesh kiddush. Right, yesh kiddush shelo b'makom suuda, and therefore this is a kula, and therefore he didn't accept all kulot. He went with Shmuel, and that solved our problem. Okay, fine. So now let's do this. This was what we're doing now. It's fine. Right, the real rule we want to figure out. And I'll rewrite a few things. Right, we have Rav who says that when you eat Shalom Makom Suda, which the Gemara ends up reading it, right? You're right, there could have been other Avaminas, right? Is it
You can have a divide, yayin, no, kiddush. What?
Where did the Gemara read it that way?
What?
Where did the Gemara read it specifically that way?
What do you mean? The Gemara clearly says that Rav can hold you on the case where you day yayin yatsa, you day kiddush yatsa, you day yayin mo yatsa.
It makes it as an obvious between Shmuel and Rav.
That the Gemara clearly says.
No, I'm saying that where you're getting the fact specifically about that Rav disagrees with Shmuel and the last Rav case Rav.
Because that's how the Gemara presents it. That Shmuel holds it, and everyone was insisting on that, which goes against Rav. That's where the Gemara presents it. By the end.
Right? And Shmuel holds, right? Shmuel holds that you're not Yotze either, right? Which the Gemara then says is because in Kiddush Ella Bimakom Seuda. Well, okay, so now you've got to figure out, so the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, if I don't have Kiddush Makom Seuda, I'm not Yotze either. Now you could say that in one of two ways. You could either say that that's because Yayin and Kiddush
need each other,
are a unit, right? Right? Or because Yayin and Kiddush, right, both need Seuda, right? Yeah, that's, I guess, theoretically possible, right? In order to figure, right, now according to, now he, this, if you view them as a unit, right, so then we would see what? A strong connection between Yayin and Kiddush, which we've seen in several sources before, example, right, the Mefarej, that is all, even Yayin is De'oraita, right, etc. But you could say there's De'oraita. Then, of course, you're going to have to ask, is that De'oraita or De'rabanan? Right, and if it's this, then you'd have to figure out, right, why do they need Seuda? Right, Seuda, and is it De'oraita or De'rabanan? Okay, and according to Rav, so first of all, you see that there's a split of Yayin Kiddush, right? Which we've seen many people have split this before, right? But it sounds like even at Derabanan level, he's willing to do that, right? And then you have to figure out if there's a role of Seuda at all, right? Because clearly he thinks that Yayin is linked to Seuda because you're not Yotze, right? But Kiddush is not, what? Right, so now, but then if we want to, but if we want to really point out the questions we need to ask, so let's do it the old-fashioned way, which is Ein Kiddush Ella B'Makom Seuda. So now let's define our words. Okay, Ein, I got. Ein means no.
Well, maybe it could
however, be however, we've got to figure out how we're talking right. Diravanan and very good and lechatzila b'diava. And guess what? This is machloket. This is machloket. Shocking. So A, I know what the word means, but right to diravanan, right lechatzila b'diava. Good. Kiddush. What does kiddush mean?
Wine or kiddush?
Very good. Does it mean yayin? Does it mean
kiddush?
Does it mean yayin
plus kiddush?
Plus kiddush. Okay. Ella, fine. Ella. Yeah, fine. B'makom, then Ein and Ella go together, right? Because Ein, Ella.
What's the line of consider the same place?
Okay.
What?
What's the line of consider the same
good.
Place?
Good. What is the place? And?
De'oraita De'rabanan.
Sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
De'rabanan, but that's on the Ein. And? And then, as we
how many times do you need to do it? Like,
what?
If you every time you make a new suit, do it again.
Sure, that's makom is place. How do we define place? But as we're going to see, it's not just that. It's going to get more complicated because I didn't make you do Tosfot quite yet. But one way of looking at this would be place has one definition. Correct, meaning there could be one definition or. Is it depending on what we're going to see? The main thing it might depend on is kavana, right? Meaning, is it? So we're going to get there.
right?
And then we also need to figure out, parenthetically, is makom, and is it really about makom? Right? Is it really makom? Is it kavana? Is it sud? What? Right? Is makom really about makom or something else to stand in? And then suda, very good. What is a suda?
What?
What you need to eat? How much you need to eat? Things like that.
What is a suda?
And what you need to eat?
What?
Like how much you need and what you need to eat?
Yep, that's right.
What? How much? And what?
Right? And now, if I asked you, what did you think suda would be?
Just the line of the top that you're doing.
What? Well, if I asked you, what would you think?
Whatever you intended to.
So you would think it's bread. Why would you think it's bread?
That's a suda.
Because that's Shudat Shabbat.
Well,
very good. But can you do that for Friday night? Do you need a suda with bread?
Yeah.
100%. So what are you really asking?
Daytime.
No.
No. Is there a separation? Is it two different sudas?
Very good.
Oh.
Is this suda the same as Shudat Shabbat? Now you tell me like this is, you say this is crazy. Except, someone tell me very simply, a very simple nafkamina of what it would look like if the suda here, the qualifies kiddush makom suda, is not the same suda as we call about suda shabbat. What might that look like? Because I know this is crazy. What could it mean if the suda in kiddush makom suda isn't the same as suda shabbat? What would that crazy conceptual thing look like?
First of all, There's suda with oneg Shabbos, right?
I'm gonna ask you all to close your eyes for a second. Imagine your experience of Shabbat growing up, and then tell me if you've ever had a kiddush that was not paired with sudat Shabbat. That nevertheless we made kiddush. You mean what every shul that I've ever been to has done? And what did people always tell? What do they have there?
They have
mizonot. They have mizonot. And you're like, wait a second. You have mizonot, so are you telling me that kiddush makom suda, the suda in that word is not sudat Shabbat?
No, it also depends on whether or not they hold that kiddush makom suda in Tanner, right?
But we paskin suda makom, we paskin in kiddush makom suda.
Ah, so kiddush
maybe
could be
a din. Maybe the guests are eating suda.
So kiddush could be a din in sudat Shabbat, but the yayin thing would need to be,
Wait, so you're asking now another question. So we've just got the word, but now there is. Well, now let's maybe focus on this word, Ella. Right? What's the ambiguity that Ella brings up? Let's try to translate this. Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. What ambiguity is there? Translate it.
Oh.
Translate the whole sentence.
There is no kiddush except for in the place of suda.
Okay, good. One possibility is there is no kiddush except in the place of a meal. How else might you read it?
There's no, you can't have a...
Right? What's the problem?
Yeah.
What's the ambiguity? Ein kiddush el makom suda. You can't have kiddush except for the meal, but why? What are the two possibilities?
Is kiddush a din in suda or suda?
Kiddush can't exist unless there's suda, or suda can't exist without kiddush. I know that I have to do kiddush where there's suda, but which way is it that I can't kiddush? Now, what hints do we have in the Gemara? Do we have any hints in the Gemara? We have one hint, which is Rav, right? Because Rav.
Rav went downstairs. He thinks that kiddush.
You're yotzei kiddush, right, without the meal, but yayin you're not, which makes it sound like for him, kiddush doesn't need. It's hard to tell because according to him, yayin lo yatsa, which means that you're gonna have to say yayin again when you get to your meal, right? But it doesn't fully help us because what is he then saying? So yayin, okay, but. You just push the question. So is it that yayin needs the meal or meal needs yayin? So at first glance it helps, but it doesn't really help. It just pushes the question for Shmuel onto Rav, but only for yayin. And what that even looks like.
Well, no. It's easier to say that the meal needs yayin because if he went downstairs, like why would he Why he wouldn't need to do yawning again? Like, why would he? Like, he wanted to continue his meal. Really?
So in this case, it sounds like he never got to eat the meal.
Oh.
But good. Tell me the major nafkamina. But you're almost there. Good. Give me one of the most important nafkaminas of this question. Whether it's Kiddush needs Suda or Suda needs Kiddush.
Every time you eat the meal.
Very good. Is what if I successfully had the relevant Suda for Kiddush? But now I'm doing... What? But now I have another meal. So now... New Kiddush. Or, as we'll see, when I leave... If I make Kiddush and Shul on Mizonot... Do I need Kiddush again? Right, so now you're going to get to the fancy thing. And again, you're going to see all these play out. And how long it'll take us to play out, we'll see. Right? There is one third possibility. One is that Kiddush requires Suda. The other is Suda requires Kiddush. What's the other possibility? Svedinim, right? Kiddush needs Suda, Suda needs Kiddush, right? But maybe messily enough that the Suda definition isn't the same in both directions. That it means one... Yeah, you're going to say that that's crazy. You're going to see that Ramosha Feinstein is going to say, Bidyuk, what I just said. Okay? But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
I don't know, like what's his now an Afghanian saying? I guess that wherever you...
We're going to see it inside, because I would like you to see this tshuva. Even if I'm giving it away for you now, I'd like you to see it. But what does that mean? What does it look like in practice? That you need both?
Where you go, you need to do both?
No. Is that maybe I'm allowed to make Kiddush and Shul on Mizonot, but I'll still have to make Kiddush again when I get home and wash. Yeah. Because I need a Suda to qualify the Kiddush, but my Suda requires a Kiddush. My Kiddush needs a Suda, and that's what I do in Shul, but my real Suda is going to need another Kiddush. Okay. Right, that's where Moshe is going to get to.
Okay.
Again, right? Again, the Lumdos, like I said... The Lumdus is going to flow straight into Psak, which is why I'm going to give you Psak. I'm not actually going to give you everything inside.
But practically speaking,
it's also Kiddush Bakums. It's a Din Suda. Okay, well, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure. We can ask, is this day and night, right? Yeah.
Is it Suda... Kiddush needs Suda, both,
needed.
And if both, is are the standards the same?
Cause,
then we have Yo
Does just the first in there have to taste anything to be motzei everyone else's Kiddush thing?
So, all right, we're going to have to see who eats, right? Who needs to eat, who needs to drink to be motzei everything, yes?
Practically speaking, Kiddush and Shul, speaking very, very, very practically, nobody Kiddush and Shul is like, oh, I just want to have wine here, and then I'm going, and then they're like...
You're talking about Friday night, you're talking about during the day? You're talking about your Kiddush after davening, or are you talking about the Kiddush Friday night? Remember, that's what got on to this. The Friday night Kiddush in shul, where nobody's eating, except maybe the guests. And obviously, at the end of this, we'll have to get to it. Well, what about nowadays when nobody's eating in shul? Right, fine. Bracket that. Even though that's what the Gemara got into it, bracket that. We'll do that when we finish Kiddush. Like, that is part of Kiddush Makom Suda. Once we get the principles down, then we can focus on the question of whether we say Kiddush in shul Friday night.
I was talking about the moment that I
forgot. Oh, well, that's going to be towards defining Suda. Very good. So we're going to have to figure out, well, what's the problem with Makom? Is it actually a Makom? Is it standing for something else? Is it about Kavana?
So right?
Where are you going? Did you ride your running and getting ahead? I'm just throwing it out there. Okay? Good. So now that we have at least our basic questions down, now we can start to think about it. I was nice. I didn't give you Tosfot yet. Now, Tosfot, it wasn't clear to you. First, just look at, here, let's just go, let's read through Rashbam carefully, okay? So, Kidshu Beveda Knesset. Okay, start at Rashbam on Kofam Ibet. Shekidshu Beveda Knesset. Hu Kiddush Shemekadesh Leach Tzibur Belele Shabbatov Yom Tovim Beveda Knesset. To clarify, this is the Kiddush that the Chazon says on Friday night or Yom Tov night in Shul, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Afal pi shelo shatu. So first of all, he says, you know why you're not Yotze Yayin? Because you didn't drink wine. Right? Not because there isn't Suda, because you didn't drink wine.
You weren't trying to drink wine.
Right, which is quite the chiddush there, right? Yes, which sounds like, according to Rav, therefore, he says the only reason you're not Yotze Yayin is because you didn't drink wine. But if you drank wine, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda, and you drank wine, so Shalom al Yisrael.
You could say that in the Shmuel instead, and say that Shmuel, if you would drink wine there, you would fill both of them, so that means Kiddush Makom Suda.
Ah, very good. Now you start to see the ambiguity, right? Is that according to the Rashbam, this also says you didn't drink wine. Therefore, according to Rav, the reason you're not Yotze wine is because you didn't drink wine. But if you drank wine, even though you're not eating the meal there, you would be totally and completely fine. But that forces you to ask, well, what about according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, if I drank wine, would I be Yotze? Which would imply that the Suda would be Yayin. Very good. So now, Josh, as we're going to see, there is indeed a Shita in Rishonim, Zashkonim, that the Suda in question is Yayin, and you've just found the Diuk. And then even if it is Yayin, you tell me in advance. Okay, we're going to have to plug this in. But Yayin, even if you're right that the Suda in question is Yayin, Josh, yeah, what question would be left? How much wine? And what are the two possibilities? No, obviously shear. Okay, we know we have to have a shear. Someone has to shear based on the suga we did.
Right.
But no.
No, is it is it, does it,
okay,
it,
you it's, split it between,
yes.
Well, that's what we've already seen. What is unique to our suga? So we're going to see that machloket is going to be very nice. So you're allowed maybe to use yayin. But if you could use yayin, what would that mean? Does that mean the yayin which you use for kiddush has a double accomplish, a double function? Namely, it is yayin and the suda at the same time. Or do you need two shirim, one midin yayin, one midin suda? Very good. And we're going to see all these are such shitot. All these exist. Too bad that these are all shita that are going to appear in Shulchan Aruch and Ezekielam.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay.
Don't worry. I gave you only basic ones, but then you're going to see weird ones, which I'll mention weird ones, like, you know, Prima Gadim, that it can, you can't use fruit unless they're dates. Dates work.
Because dates make wine.
No, because dates fill you up.
Oh. Idiot.
Yeah. Anyways, so he says, you didn't drink wine. So he says, now this is, you don't have to drink it. Remember, Rashbam l'shitato says, what does it mean, yidei yayin yatsa? Guys, Rashbam l'shitato says, who must drink the wine to be yotze? Anybody. But l'chadchila, everybody. But mi'ikaradin, anybody. But that was Rashbam we saw in Kuf Zayin. Umiu l'chadchila tzarechu l'kulan, fine. And this works according to Rav, and then you don't have to velo tzrichen to the kedusha beit, and then you don't have to make kiddush at home. The lo boy Rav kiddush b'makom suda, because Rav doesn't hold you need kiddush b'makom suda. He'll kach avagav the lo achle beit hakneset nafki, and therefore even though you don't eat in shul, you are yotze. Now according to Rashbam, it's quite clear that can yayin function as the suda. No, because even when you, right, which he doesn't comment here. No, I take that back. Yidei yayin lo yatsu, she'im yesh lem yayin beveitam, if they have wine at home, lishtok chayavim levarech bo bari pri agafen. So what does yayin mean? They don't need to make kiddush again, because they said kiddush. What it means is that they need to make bari pri agafen. She'in apturim bir karakos, shel shtiyat yayin sheshad beveitam kineset. They did not fulfill their obligation with the wine and the bracha that they said in shul. Oh, that was loud. We're all okay. Everybody's okay. What? I know.
I feel like I'm going to pass out. I'm wide awake at the same time.
Okay. Me'acher she'akru mimkoman. Because they left their place. The havalei hesech adat. Wait, what? Now what does Rashbam say?
Place is a stand-in for da'at.
Right? For hesech adat. Right? So now we're going to have to ask, what does place mean? And is place really about place? Or is it a stand-in for something else, i.e. da'at? And maybe tzvei dinim, which is what we're going to see in Tosfot. Correct. Yeah, you could have subjective hesech adat, objective hesech adat. Very good. And maybe tzvei dinim. Again, that's going to be Tosfot. The very long Tosfot. You notice there's really long Tosfot I shouldn't give you yet? There's a reason I didn't give it to you yet, because we're not there yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
We're going to do it at some point.
Of course. Of course we are. What?
Occupies the majority of the daf.
The reason that the daf is so short is because of that Tosfot.
Yeah.
Tosfot isn't very nice to you here. The one that covers the page.
Oh, yep. Cool.
No, Tosfotim, fine. V'tzarach levarech aval mekadesh beveito al shulchano b'shabbat. But if you make kiddush at home on your table, ain tzarach levarech al yayin. You don't have to make a bracha on wine. Shemitoch ha'suda. Shemitoch ha'suda. Sharepotro yayin shavnei ha'suda. Because you've exempted the wine during the meal with the wine from before. Kidnan v'ketim avarchin berech al yayin shavnei ha'mozen patar al yayin sha'achar mozen mukilav gemar b'shabbatot v'yom temahol v'adam koveh ha'sudato al yayin. Okay, we're not going to get too much into that. Then the Rashbam continues on Kuf Aleph. Af yedei kiddush lo yatsu. You're not yotze kiddush. Why not? Kiddurin time elikamon engish makom suda. And now he tells you dichtiv. Because it says in the Torah. So good. So it says dichtiv, which could either mean it is deoraita or it's an asmachta. But either way, the pasuk should tell us something about the halacha. Possibility one. Vikarata the Shabbat Oneg. You shall call the Shabbat in enjoyment. Bimakom sh'ata korei l'Shabbat. In the place where you call to the Shabbat. Klomar kriyat di kiddush, meaning the calling, the declaration of kiddush. Sham tehe Oneg. There should be the enjoyment.
That doesn't sound like a
fiat. Umidrashu. And that is a midrash. Inami. Alternatively, svarahu. It's logical. Mid ikba kiddush alayayin. Kiditanya lekaman zochreyu alayayin. Since kiddush is on wine, as we said later on. Mistama. What does mistama mean, Avi? Translated fancy English. Ostensibly. Mistama, very good. Ostensibly. Al hayayin shebishat suda hukba dechashiv. It probably means the wine of the meal. How do I know? Because. Because it is. Okay? And before I analyze that, I just want to, for 1 second, read the key line in the Rush. The Rush is all important here. But for the moment, let's focus on one key line, because Josh already picked it up. What is the key line of the Rush, Josh? What's the line? Don't just... Ain, the Rush in Yud-Hey. He talks about a lot, and he reiterates a lot of what is going to be in Tosfot. But the key line for now is, what is the Drasha? The Rosh also quotes a drasha. He says, "Ein kiddush el makom suda." He also has a dichtiv because it says in the pasuk, "This is yud hey." Right? Got it? Yud hey. Yud perik yud halacha hey in the Rosh. Right? Where he says, right in the middle. Right, where it says, V'azda Shmuel etayme. Shmuel follows it. Right, first he quotes the Gemara. And when he finishes quoting the Gemara, if you have the Oz V'hadar, right, the Gemara part is bolded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So right after that, where he starts his explanation, va'azdel Shmuel etayme. Shmuel follows his own reason. Damar Shmuel ein kiddush el b'makom seuda. The kiddush is in the rush. So remember, the rush is in the back, right? The rush is a. It's Rabbeinu Asher. His son is who? Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Asher.
Oh, that's way out.
Yep. And the Gemara says, the way his drush is, V'azda Shmuel etaymei, D'amar Shmuel in Kiddush El Makom Seuda Dichtiv, V'karata L'Shabbat Oneg. So far the same as the first day in the Rashbam?
Yep.
B'makom Oneg. Sham Tehei Kriya. In the place of Oneg, there shall you declare. Okay, we now have three reasons for Kiddush Makom Seuda. Rashbam, V'karat L'Shabbat Oneg, B'makom Sha'ata Korei L'Shabbat, Sham Tehei Oneg. Right now, Tosfot, if you look at Tosfot, Tosfot is the same drasha, so does the Bahag. And the Rush, does he have the same drasha?
No.
So let's analyze the three potential sources we so far have. One is, Vikarata l'Shabbat Oneg, Bimakom Shata Kore l'Shabbat, Klomar Kriya Dikidush Sham De Oneg. Possibility one, the Rush. In Kiddush Makom Seuda Dichtiv Karata L'Shabbat Oneg B'Makom Oneg Sham Tehei Kriya, and possibly three is the second day of the Rashbam is Svarahu Mid Igba Kiddush Alayayin Kedidani L'Kaman Zacher Alayayin Mistama Alayayin Rishatzuda Hukba Dechashiv. What do I learn from these drasha? Let's read it. What does it teach us about why you need Kiddush Makom Seuda and what Kiddush Makom Seuda is? Come on, let's figure out. We asked this question, now you can start plugging it in.
Seems like it's a din oneg, but it's also
Oneg here means Seuda, fine. Right. So it's a din and oneg, according to who? Which drasha? Drasha 1 in the Rashbam? Drasha... Okay, let's read it carefully. Vikarata l'Shabbat Oneg. What does the Rashbam say? B'makom sh'ata korei l'Shabbat, sham tehei oneg. What does it sound like according to the Rashbam? Where you do Kiddush, you should have oneg. What's the chicken, what's the egg? Where you do Kiddush, you should do Seuda. Right? That it's a din in Kiddush. Well, is that right? Right, and what's the difference between the Rush and the Rashbam? Right, the Rashbam says where there is Kiddush, Sham Tehei Oneg. What does the Rush say? B'makom Oneg, Sham Tehei Kriya. Correct. They're inversing the right. They're the inverse.
Yeah.
One says where there is Kriya, there you should have Seuda. Which sounds like, so I would say, though not everyone will agree with me, right, that means it's a din in.
But oh. Which one? In Rosh?
Oh, good. Which one do you, which one would you think?
Rosh sounds like it's a din in the Suda.
Yeah.
Or in the din where you're doing anything on
everything. No, because the point is that you're supposed to have, where you do Suda, you have Kiddush. But that's
only
whether that emerges from Seuda.
Right, so I will point out, right, that, right, the way I would read it is that according to the Rashbam, B'makom Sha'ata Korei L'Shabbat, Sham De Oneg, I would say it's a din in Kiddush.
Yeah.
Right, and the Rush, who says, Ein Kiddush El Makom Seuda, Dechir Adol Oneg, B'makom Oneg Sham De Kriya, would say, the Seuda requires... The Suda is Mechayev a Kiddush. It's a Jinin. Suda. Some people reverse it. They actually think it goes the other way around, right? Some people think it's the other way around. Namely, that if you say "Malkum Shadakari the Shabbat," Sham De Oneg.
Meaning, once you do the Oneg, so then that place should be where you do Shabbat.
Right, meaning the place where Kiddush is the place where Suda should be happening. I find this difficult, but it's clear that there's opposite inferences. Which one you draw from which? I think it's more likely the first day in the Rashbam is saying that it's where you say Kiddush, there's Mechayev and Suda, and the Rosh is saying that the Suda is Mechayev Kiddush, right? It's a din in Suda, though some people try to reverse it. Again, I'm not convinced. What about the Svara? Which would you say? Mide'ikba Kiddush. Remember, Rashbam is the second one. Yinami Svarahi. Maybe it's not a Pasuk. Mide'ikba Kiddush al Hayayin. Since Kiddush is said over wine, Kedan lekaman zocher layayin, Mistama al Hayayin, Shebishat Suda Hukbo.
You have wine with Suda, so therefore you should make it at Suda.
So here, I don't know what you would say, right? Because on the one hand, you might say that the Svara is, it's a din in Kiddush. Meaning, it's a din in Kiddush that it needs to be on wine, and the type of wine is qualified to the Suda. Meaning, one way of reading his Svara is, you need to say Kiddush on wine. It's a din in Kiddush. The Kiddush needs wine. It just happens to be that Suda qualifies the type of wine that you are having, and therefore, if that's how you read it, and you read the Rashbam the way we did, that means Svara 1 is saying it's a din in Kiddush. Svara 2 is saying it's a din in Kiddush, and the question is,
what
is it a Svara or is it a Drasha? But they end up at the same place. Maybe Doraita Darabanan, or maybe Svara is Doraita, because we know Svara can be very powerful, whatever.
So the Svara,
but some people want to say the opposite. Right, that you want to say as far as the opposite. Why?
No, I was just saying the Svara might have had a built-in Malkum Suda. No, because you see from the Svara that it's like, oh, you already have the wine that you're having for Kiddush.
Very good. Meaning what David is pointing out is that according to this read of this Svara, it's not really a din in Suda at all. It's Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Yayin HaChashuv. Right? And the Suda just qualifies it. But that, if you take that, that does seem to imply a much weaker definition of Suda, because it's really Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Yayin. Yayin HaChashuv. Yayin becomes Chashuv because of Suda. But the Suda is really, really secondary here. It's qualifying the wine that is in turn qualifying the Kiddush. Good. It is, again, to me, it sounds more like the Rashbam is saying it didn't Kiddush, the Rosh is saying it didn't Suda. We'll see, not everyone's going to agree with that. And we'll see whether we find it compelling. But it is clear that whatever they're saying the opposite of each other, which means that one of them thinks is, it's a din in Kiddush, one it's a din in Suda. And then, what else do you need to ask at this point? One second, but just basic. Once we've noticed the both drushot, so now you have to ask, is one right, or are they both right? Sveidinim, right? Meaning if one implies that it's a din in Kiddush, the other implies it's a din in Suda, or do we only hold of one of them, or do we hold of both? Right, are they mutually exclusive? Exactly, are the reeds mutually exclusive? Yes.
So, according to the Rosh, if you have other meals besides for the three meals of Shabbos, are you going to get to do it at those two?
Possibly, right? If you start saying that it's a din in Suda, so you'd say, well, which Suda? Correct. Well, two Suda, three Suda. We already saw that by two Lash Hashid, there's a machloket.
Yeah.
But yes, this might influence it at some level. Because if it's a din in, good. I didn't want to bring this up when we're doing Suda Shlishit, but now that we're doing Kiddush Machloket, now you understand another aspect to machloket about Suda Shlishit. Because if it's a din in Kiddush, if Kiddush Makom Suda is a din in Kiddush, then whatever I need to say Kiddush, then I need a Suda. But it's nothing that doesn't tell me that when I need have a Suda, it automatically requires Kiddush. But if I think Kiddush Makom Suda is a din in Suda, you're more likely to accept a position that would require Kiddush by Suda Shlishit, because it's clearly a Chi of Suda, and if Suda requires a Kiddush, Very good. 100%.
What do you say that, like, you could just not do fish during the day?
Correct. And then you're going to ask me, well, that's fine with two Suda. What about for one, two, and Sudash Rashid? What if I did four Suda? What if I chose to have another meal?
What if you had less meals? And then, like, let's say you don't eat during, like, the day for whatever reason. Let's say you just don't need the Kiddush.
So probably not because there's a separate chi of Suda, right? Right. I mean, Suda, the three Suda on Shabbat is not just a din in Kiddush.
No,
it's a din in.
Suda is the one that produces the chi of Kiddush.
Maybe, but that's going to be the broader Suda of Suda Shabbat, right? You're right. I mean, Suda, as we're seeing here, there's the din Suda Shabbat, and then there's its connection to Kiddush. Those may or may not be the same thing, but in that sense, you're right. Now, I won't give this to you inside, but I'll just quote for you the Riaz, and then we'll look at the Ran. The Riaz says as follows, okay? Just listen carefully. Umin Torah, Beinim Kiddush al Kos, Beinim Kiddush below Kos, Kemosha Makadim to Tfilah, Midaraita, whether you make Kiddush on a cup or not, Yatsa, you fulfill your obligation. Aval, what? Yeah, with that, right, Minat Torah. Right, we've seen that before. Aval Chachamim Tiknu Lekadish Alakos, but Chachamim say you need wine, Kiddush Zesh Alakos, and now he says, I want you to listen to this line. So we've seen this before. So far, anything new? We've seen many Rishonim who said that Kiddush without Yayin is good Minata, Remi Darabana, and it's not. But now he justifies it, and he says, Ki Kiddush Zesh Alakos, Lo Yie Elba Makom Seuda. Very good. Meaning, midaraita, you don't need yayin.
But
midarabanan, you need yayin because you need suda. Very good. And shen emar, what's the proof? Vikarata l'shabbat oneg. Shetehei kriyata shabbat bimakom oneg. Meaning, according to him, the entire institution of yayin is because of a din in suda, because we want you to have a suda, meaning they come together. The Riaz, Piske Riaz. Where's Kobe? Who's the Riaz? So Rav Yeshaya ben Eliyah Ditrani, a 13th century Italian Rishon. Right? He's Rav Yeshaya Achron Ditrani. He's the last Rav Yeshaya of Trani. What? More than one.
Someone on his mother's side of Yeshaya ben Mali Ditrani Hazakin.
Who's known as the Tosa Rid. He's the grandson of Tosa Rid, who's the first Yeshaya of Trani. Yes. I don't know. There's the first and the last. I don't know. I don't know if there are others in between. Anyways, but the Riaz is being Mechadish even more. Again, he's saying not only do you have to deal with Kiddush Makom Suda, Suda Makom Kiddush, but you have to realize that Minat Torah, you don't need anything. So you might have thought, Minat Torah, I have the words, then Midarabanan, I have Yayin, and then Midarabanan, I require that Yayin is Al Suda. He says, no, those came together. There was the Daraita, which is words, and the Rabbanan, which was Suda, which has to be with wine, or wine that has to be with Suda. We'll look at one more Rishon here, and that was, who I gave you was the Ran. Right? So if you look at the Ran, right, the Ran meaning in his commentary on the Rif. You have it? The Ran.
Yeah.
Right, so the Ran in his commentary on a Rif also quotes this drasha. Oy. So what does he say? I mean, fine. If you're using your computer, I'll read it to you. But if you have it.
Okay.
Nun Chet. On the in the Ozvahadar. Af Yide Kiddush Lo Yatsu. De Sphira Leli Shmuel. De In Kiddush Elabim Makom Seuda. The Katav Rav Achazal. And Rav Acha said, the Taimei, what's the reason? Mi Dichtiv Vikarata L'Shabbat Oneg. V'makom Kriya Sham De Oneg. Where there is Kriya, he only quotes the Joshua of Rashba. Right, he only quotes the Joshua of Rashba.
What
was the Rav that said it?
So
you
said
Rav
Achazal? Is that just the
response?
Hmm?
You said it, and
Rav
Acha says... Okay. Yeah,
he's quoting
Rav Acha.
Right? So again, the first drasha in the Rashbam, I think this is compelling, says, and the Ran, Kriya Dikidu Sham De Oneg, since definitely the way the Ran quotes it, it's very clear that it's a din in Kiddush. The Rosh's drasha, B'makom Oneg Sham De Kriya, Suda, right? Again, I think that is, and now the Svara of the Rashbam, probably Din and Kiddush, and the Riaz, probably Din Suda, right? Meaning, Midaraita, you only need words, Midarabanan, you need Kiddush, which is integrated. Again, I'll read you, let me just read you the Riaz
it's
again.
Kind of like
to, well, it's a hybrid, yeah, meaning, okay, it's hard to really pin down what you would say. In the Riaz, right, because again, the Riaz's words, I'll read it for you one more time. If you want, I can, I'll send it to you in the chat. I wanted to avoid really giving you a lot of makarot, because I wanted you to look in the Gemara and avoid the printer. but if you look at the Riaz, right, min haTorah, bein im kiddush lakos, bein im kiddush below kos, kemosha makachin bitfila, yatza aval chachamim, tiknu lekadesh alakos. The Chum say you have to say kiddush on the cup. Ki kiddush zeh shal hakos. Because this kiddush was on the coast. Lo yihyeh elo b'makom se'uda. Should only mean a meal. Shnei amar gadosh onik. Shtei kriyat ha-shabbat b'makom onik. So it sounds like it didn't kiddush, but not quite. Because he says that the existence of the takana of kiddush, alayayin, was instituted at the same moment as you bounded to a meal, right? Which creates a certain hybrid, right? It still sounds like it's in Kiddush, but not quite, because again, what generated the Chiyuv on the Yayin was that when we made the Chiyuv on Yayin, we generated a Chiyuv to have a Suda with it simultaneously. So now that we've seen this, what we need to plug in again is everything here, right? Is La Halacha, is it in Kiddush, did it Suda, is it both? How do you define Makom? Are there multiple definitions? Is Makom really Din Makom or is it Din Dot? How do you define the Suda? Is the Suda Shabbat or something else, right? Which will play into the Tzvei Dinim. I'm going to do my best to not get bogged down forever. For the very simple reason that we have a week and a half left. And we have tomorrow, but tomorrow Ptil Tchelet is coming at 11, so you guys don't even have a chana. We're going to go maybe a little bit of a chana, but we're going to have some sort of shir, plus, and then Sunday, right, the last Sunday, right, before the, right, so we have 7 days, 6 days with hachana, and one other day, which is tomorrow, right? So my goal is to finish Kiddush Makom Seuda, do the sugya that started the whole thing, which was Kiddush in shul nowadays. And hopefully, even if we have to rush through it, do an overview of Havdalah and women's chiyuv in Havdalah. I don't know if we're going to get that far. What? Yeah, so all that somehow has to be packed in, which is why we may take some shortcuts here, which is I may not give you everything inside. I'm thinking that I may give you... No, I understand that, meaning shortcuts that way, meaning I'm not necessarily going to read everything inside. I may rely on the summary in Shulchan Aruch and certain positions, like I'm not going to make you read inside. Like I will mention certain cheat-out, which conceptually make, will fit into boxes, but like beyond that, But I do need to somehow find a way. I'm thinking what I'm going to do. My original plan to shortcut it, and I think this is still what I'm going to do, is I'm going to give you the Olamot packet, which will collect a bunch of things. So you'll have a lot. It doesn't have everything, but it does sort of organize a lot of the halakha l'maaseh stuff, and then we'll talk about where they come from. But this way, also, you have a lot more makarot available. We're going to do our best to get through this, but yeah, it's crazy that the year is almost over.